USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump at a rally Saturday evening in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, responding to President Joe Biden's speech on MAGA supporters being a threat to democracy.
Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by an American president.
An airport worker in Tupelo, Mississippi is charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats after stealing a plane early Saturday morning and calling 911 to say he was going to crash it into a local Walmart store. Police say negotiators tried to talk 29-year-old Corey Patterson into landing the plane. He eventually did in a field where he was taken into custody. Witness Roxanne Ward had this to say.
We jumped on our side-by-side to go see if we could help, and that's when we saw the pilot come out of the plane, and two police officers were already there waiting.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The water crisis continues this weekend for residents of Jackson, Mississippi, who remain under a boil water order after heavy rainfall destroyed the city's main water treatment facility, if they even have water at all. Hundreds report still having no water pressure or no water from their pipes at all, leading them to rely on bottled water deliveries. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Labumba said Sunday that while he remains optimistic that water pressure could be restored for most in the city by the end of next week, there is likely a ways to go to bring consistent and safe drinking water to those homes.
We are still in an emergency, will be an emergency even as the water is restored to every home, and even as the boil water notice is lifted, because that is the fragile state of our water treatment facility.
A man has been charged in connection with the disappearance of a Memphis teacher investigators believe was abducted while she was out for a jog Friday morning. Cleotha Abston, 38, was charged with especially aggravated kidnapping and tampering with evidence. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
State emission laws are quite complicated and somehow connected.
17 states have their vehicle emission standards tied to rules set by California. However, those states face a decision of whether to follow a new law that would ban all gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington State are expected to adopt the new California law in their states. Colorado and Pennsylvania are among states that likely will not. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin is looking for a way to carve Virginia out of the pact entirely. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
C.J. Stroud threw two touchdown passes, and Ohio State's revamped defense gave its wanted offense time to find its grooves. The second-ranked Buckeyes beat number 5 Notre Dame 21-10 Saturday night. The top 5 opening matchup was a homecoming for the first-year Notre Dame coach, Marcus Freeman, the former Buckeyes linebacker who has made a meteoric rise to lead the Fighting Irish at 36 years of age. Freeman is now 0-2 as a head coach after losing a bowl game just weeks after being named Brian Kelly's successor. A member of the San Diego Zoo's African penguin colony has been fitted with orthopedic footwear to help it deal with a degenerative foot condition. The 4-year-old penguin named Lucas has lesions on his feet due to a chronic condition known as bumblefoot, which covers a range of avian foot problems. If left untreated, bumblefoot could lead to sepsis and death by injection, and we don't want that for Lucas. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.